We need to talk tax now. And Treasurer Jim Chalmers calls the tax changes unveiled in Tuesday's budget as the most significant in a quarter of a century. Meanwhile, the accounting body, CPA Australia, calls them a tax grab that places a heavier burden on ordinary Australians. It's prompted many questions around just what the changes to capital gains tax, negative gearing and family trusts mean. So we're trying to get to the bottom of that this morning. Joanne Hotston is a chartered accountant in Sydney and trains accountants in tax policy and is my guest this morning. Joanne, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Oh, thank you, Sally, for having me on this morning. Mind you, you've just given me a big remit when you said we'll try to get to the bottom of this, but I'll give you my best shot.
The trying will be true. We'll try and get there as best we can. We're getting lots of text messages in and questions. If you're listening and you're trying to get some clarity as well, you can send through a question via the text line. I'll give you the number. It is 0418 226 576, or you can send a message via ABC Listen. Joanne, you've been studying tax for decades and working in this area. How significant are these changes that were announced in the budget on Tuesday night?
Well, Sally, they're certainly very significant changes, and I can understand a lot of people will have concern around them because we're human beings. We're not great with change. But you did say I've been working in tax for a long time. You probably don't know how long. But I can remember 1985 when we didn't have a capital gains tax at all, and then one was introduced. And, of course, at that point, that was a huge tax change. And the sky was going to fall in, no one would invest in property, etc. So I think these changes, once most people understand them, and yes, some people will be worse off than they currently are, but I don't think the sky is going to fall in when it comes to property investment, etc.
How busy were the phones running hot yesterday for a lot of you and your colleagues?
Well, my business partner did a couple of seminars yesterday. And she did have lots of questions from accountants. Mm. So their questions are probably delve a little more deeply perhaps into some of the detail. Mm. But, yes, certainly that there will be a lot of work for accountants to do over the next 12 months and certainly over the next few weeks as well to start to get people ready for this. And there's a lot of information to be done. So that's up to the government to run a good information campaign and obviously to sell their case.
So we've got some questions that have come in. Richard and Jan are both asking a similar question. How will these changes affect superannuation fund investments?
Well, interesting enough, they actually don't affect super funds at all. So super funds sometimes are able to borrow to negatively gear property. We call those limited recourse borrowings. There have been no changes announced in that area. So whether it's a commercial property or a residential property, gearing will still be allowed. The super funds, if you are in accumulation mode, which means your super fund is sitting there waiting for you to retire, super funds pay tax at 15%, and capital gains have a one-third discount, and none of that is changing. When you move into pension mode, so once you retire and your fund starts paying you a pension, then the tax rate on all earnings and capital gains in a super fund that's paying pensions is actually zero. So there's no change to that as well. So short answer is super funds, you can just sit back. The big change to super funds was the surcharges that have just been legislated from 1 July this year and a budget announcement a couple of years ago for people with more than $3 million and $10 million in super. But for all the rest of us with normal type super, no changes.
Chris asks, will CGT on shares also be taxed at a higher rate?
Yes, it will be. The capital gains, the current 50% discount, which will be removed from the 1st of July, is not just on property. It is on shares and any other CGT asset. So certainly share investors, apart from where your investment is in your super fund, but share investors will be subject to potentially a higher rate of capital gains tax. Now, in some ways, they'll actually be hit slightly harder than property because the current 50% discount applies if you've held the asset for more than 12 months. Most people tend to hold property for probably 5, 10 plus years. A lot of people hold their shares for 12 months, 2 years, whatever, and then they still, you know, once they get over the 12 months, they still get the 50% discount at the moment. So going forward, those people who have traditionally held their shares for a fairly short time, but more than 12 months, they will definitely be paying more capital gains tax than they are under the current system.
Lots of questions of people who are kind of straddling these changes. One listener says they signed a property sale contract on May 8th. They haven't paid the full deposit and the cooling off period ends on Friday. People are trying to figure out if they're under the new or old negative gearing law.
Okay, so the good news is if you have an existing negatively geared property prior to 7:30 p.m. on budget night, you get to use the old rules in the sense of being able to continue to use your loss from your property against your other income. With these people who straddle between exchange and settlement, the way capital gains tax has always worked is your relevant date goes to the date of exchange, not to the date of settlement. Now, the budget fact sheet that was released also reiterates that, that if you're straddling between exchange and settlement, your exchange takes place before budget night, then you're under the old so-called grandfathered rule. So, yes, you'll get your negative geared effect against your other income. Now, I know that question was a little more detailed because the person said, my cooling off period hasn't expired yet. Well, that then becomes a legal question of, is there a binding contract? Now, obviously, if they exercise the cooling off period, they don't buy, so the whole thing's irrelevant. If they don't exercise the cooling off period, then you just go back to the terms in the original contract that this listener allegedly signed back on the 8th of May.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. Joanne Hotson is a chartered accountant in Sydney. We're wading through some of the detail of the changes which were announced in the budget on Tuesday night. Steve has a question. Is the 30% floor on CGT grandfathered or does it apply to properties bought before these changes?
The 30% tax on capital gains is not grandfathered as such. The way you calculate your capital gain might be grandfathered if you already owned the property prior to budget night. So when I say grandfathered, that's probably the wrong term. It's not totally grandfathered. You get the old rules up until the 1st of July. So you bought a property 10 years ago and you sell it in 6 months' time. You'll get to use the old rules up to 1st of July to work out your capital gain. And then you will be in the new system. But my understanding is the tax rate, and I think this is possibly one of the things I have a bit of a problem with, and a lot of people do too, is a flat tax rate of 30%. Now, I know the government have justified that 30% flat tax because they don't want, dare I say, baby boomers, impossible to have a conversation without getting them in. I'm actually one of them, full disclosure. But they don't want the baby boomers holding off selling property, which they possibly have done in prior years, to when they retire. And, of course, their income stream from their super fund is completely tax-free. And then they crystallise their capital gains in a year when they have no other income or very little income and their overall tax rate is lower than when they're still in the workforce or still carrying on a business or whatever. So that's their justification for the flat 30% tax on capital gains after the 1st of July 2027.
Another question, another listener says, unoccupied homes or homes used as short-term or holiday rentals, is it true that people continue to negatively gear year after year by not renting out the property they've bought or just using it for holidays?
Okay, that's a very basic tax question. It has nothing to do with what we've got now and any changes. In order to claim any expenses, you need to have an income-producing asset. So if somebody just buys a holiday house that sits there while waiting for the family to go to the beachside suburb for a few weeks every school holidays, there is no income, there are no deductions. So it doesn't matter how much your interest expenses are, your land tax, et cetera, no income, no deductions, which means no negative gearing. But then you do have situations, though, of people who might rent out that property, furnished property at their seaside location, and they are deriving income. Under the current rules, yes, they're able to claim all of those expenses and it may have a negatively geared effect. But the weeks that mum and dad go and stay there, let's say that's 4 weeks out of 52 weeks, for 48 weeks of the year, they're potentially getting the deductions, and for 4 weeks of the year when the property is used for private purposes, they're not getting a pro rata of any of those deductions. So that's kind of a question where I think the listener has assumed that everyone with property is just getting deductions. Well, they're not, unless it's used for some sort of income-producing purpose.
Well, Joanne, thank you so much for clarifying some of that. And we've had a text message from one of our listeners, Angela. Angela says, just a huge thank you to the accountant, Joanne, for explaining the investor tax changes more clearly than anyone else I've heard, including the Prime Minister, the Greens leader, the opposition and many mainstream media outlets. So you've got a bit of praise there, cutting through some of the detail.
Thank you to Angela.
Joanne, good to talk to you. Thanks for making some time to come on this morning.
Thank you so much, Sally.